Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Part of the problem in navigating the race issue is we wait until something volatile happens. It's like after the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin altercation, which led to Trayvon Martin's death, after Officer Darren Wilson and Mike Brown, after riots in Ferguson and Baltimore, then we try to have conversations about race when we're on pins and needles and we're very tense. We should be talking about race like right now, while there's nothing that I know of on the news right now that is heightening the divisions of race. You know, one of the things we used to do at the beginning of the Sanctuary Covenant Church when we were just starting is we would have meals where we would ask everyone to bring a dish to share that represented their upbringing, their culture, their quote-unquote race. And so we had, you know, Mexican food next to African-American, what we would call soul food, next to, you know, the traditional kind of Scandinavian Minnesota hot dish and casserole, right? And so we would have all the – and I would say to the people, the same way that we're digesting one another's meals, we need to digest patiently, prayerfully, each other's stories, each other's pain, each other's dreams and hopes, and do that on an ongoing basis. And even after the church was going and growing and doing well, we continued to have those kind of meals. We actually brought someone in to consult us and talk to us on how to have authentic dialogue across race. And so, you know, even today, I live in an ethnically diverse place, the San Francisco, Oakland, Bay Area of Northern California. I mean, we just had an open house for my oldest daughter who graduated high school. And we had an ethnically diverse group. And we shared stories, and we laughed together, and we ate, and other people brought dishes to share. And I know that my life is so much richer that it's not just when I'm writing a book or when I'm preaching a sermon, that I genuinely, my wife and I, desire relationships, fruitful relationships across ethnicity, across culture. And I really do believe that the reason we experience that is because we prayed for it. We desired it. I think people are a prayer away from authentic relationships that are racially reconciling and glorify God. But you got to be willing to pray for it. You got to be willing to ask God and share that this is the desire of your heart, and to also be willing to be broken.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.